This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, More Than Grasshoppers. After Moses led the Israelites out of Egyptian slavery, they were guided by God to the edge of Canaan, the land promised to Abraham. God instructed Moses to send 12 men to explore the land. See what the land is like and whether the people who live there are strong or weak, few or many. Numbers 13, verse 18. The 12 spies traveled through the entire land of Canaan and brought back their report. All 12 traveled the same path, but only Joshua and Caleb saw the land and its inhabitants through the promises of God. The land we pass through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, He will lead us into that land. Numbers 14, verses 7 and 8. The other 10 saw great danger and an enemy who was too big to be defeated. Numbers 13, verses 31 through 33. We can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are. The land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. We seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we look the same to them. The Promised Land was truly a land flowing with milk and honey, but it was also a land with many enemies. Joshua and Caleb saw the same enemy as the other 10 spies, but they had a much clearer view and understanding of God. They knew if God was on their side, the size and strength of the enemy didn't matter. God would provide the victory. We often face the same fear as the other 10. God wants us to enter into His promised land, take possession, and reside there for the rest of our days. But there are often enemies which fill us with fear and make us feel small and insignificant. Enemies may come in the form of addictions, choices of entertainment, finances, or worldly priorities. We may even face more tangible enemies who threaten to cause us physical or emotional pain. All these enemies keep us out of the promised land. All appear to be undefeatable giants. But with God on our side, all can be overcome. Without a clear understanding of who we are in Christ, every enemy appears to tower over us. Apart from me, you can do nothing, John 15, verse 5. Apart from Him, we are but grasshoppers. But when we place our trust in God and allow Him to work through us, our posture before the enemy is greatly strengthened. In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Romans 8, verse 37. God's land of promise, the contentment of His presence, is waiting for us to enter in and take possession. God did not create us to be fearful insects, but an image of the Most High. Let's know the One who gives us strength and victory in battle. Let's better understand that when God leads, we are much more than grasshoppers. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.